Hey there, girl. Today on the show, I'm talking all things body image because you are more than your body. I'm going to bring in this concept of self-objectification. I'm also going to be challenging you to ask yourself some intense questions this week. Let's start with this one. If you weren't trying to lose weight or trying to control your weight, how would you treat your body today? Think on that one, friend. Grab a notebook and pen and let's dive right into today's show. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. Hey sis, so I was in a recent coaching session with a client and she started talking about her body. She started asking questions like, well, Lindsay, if I gain weight, because that's my biggest fear right now, what if I don't like myself? What if I can't be in my body? What if that causes me to go right back into full-blown eating disorderville? It's a fair question. It's a question that I get regularly. And it's a question that I also experienced on multiple occasions, almost on the daily, when I was going through my own recovery. If you're there now, or maybe you've weight restored, maybe you're actually in a body that you don't feel so comfortable in. Today, I want you to know, friend, that you are more than your body. You're more than your body. Body image is simply your perception and your feelings about your body. Today, we're going to be talking all things body image, and I'm going to start with some amazing ladies. Dr. Lindsay Kite and Dr. Lexi Kite, they are sisters and they wrote the book More Than a Body. And I absolutely love this book. I'm actually rereading it now. You'll want to go check it out. But they discuss this concept of self-objectification. This concept is when you learn to view your body from an outside perspective. See, we watch our bodies and we critique our bodies almost as if we're not living in our bodies. And then we judge our bodies. We become our very own self-conscious, identical twin. And this is what the ladies talk about in the book. They talk about how we live and we imagine how we look while we're living. We actually have internalized external messages. And we've done this, sis, on repeat over and over and over since our childhood. Positive body image, it isn't believing that your body looks good. It's knowing that your body is good. Shout this from the mountaintops. Positive body image isn't believing that your body looks good. It's knowing your body is good. Sis, your body is good. It is a vessel and it is the only one you have. It's time to start honoring it. When you think about your body, how do you view it? Do you feel something about your body based on what other people think? Do you feel something about your body based on what culture has portrayed? Do you feel bad about your body after you've scrolled on the gram or Facebook? The truth is that you don't need to fix anything about your body. You don't need to change anything about your body. You don't have to try to force your body to be anything other than what it was created to be. 90% of women, 90% sis, of women are dieting because of body dissatisfaction. This is a record number and it is off the charts. So how do you view your body as being more than just what you feel about your body right now and how you're thinking about it right now? Well, you are not how you feel about you. And I say this frequently, feelings are not facts. Feelings are feelings. You aren't letting yourself go if you honor your needs. You're actually giving yourself power by allowing yourself to be in your body. You see, building your body image, it's a skill. It requires building a relationship with you and a relationship with your body. And guess what? it's a constant new creation because your body will forever evolve and change. You can learn to become at peace with this, or you can learn to dissect every single angle of who you are in the mirror. Today, I want to talk about how you can view your body is more than how you may feel right now living in it. You see, the truth is, I thought I was so miserable at my heaviest weight that when I was in recovery, I was terrified to ever go back to that place. I was terrified to gain weight because I thought about how miserable I was at my heaviest weight, which is what prompted me to want to lose weight in the first place. But sis, as I thought harder, I thought about how I actually felt at my smallest weight. And while I might have felt superior, and while I might have felt smaller, I darn sure didn't feel any better. Actually, I still pulled myself to pieces. I still picked myself apart. I was overly indexed constantly on my body size, and I was actually more miserable at my smallest than I ever was at my heaviest. The truth is you're gonna find your set point weight. You're gonna find where your body wants to be, and that can change. But allowing your body to be is one of the biggest steps that you're gonna have to face and accept through recovery. But how do you do that? How do you go from living in a culture and a world where this multi-billion dollar industry is thrown at you left and right all day long, praising thinness, praising fitspiration? How do you change that body ideal if it's been forced down your throat? I'm gonna give you some things that you can do today. Number one, I want you to watch kids and their bodies. Like, have you ever watched a child play? I was outside with my kids. They were just running all around, like all in the grass. God forbid the pollen is everywhere right now. But they were rolling in the grass. Dirty boys, boys. Let me tell you, they are stinky dirty. I love my sweet boys. But they were playing baseball, rolling all around, like doing their thing after school. And I thought for a minute, are they worried about their body? Are they worried about how big their legs are? Are they worried about their tummies? Are they worried about bending over and picking up the ball and wondering what people are going to think about them? Like, are they worried about what other people are thinking about their body? No. And sis, there was one point in your life, maybe so far ago you don't remember, but there was one point in your life where you had that freedom too. Now, I'm not saying freedom from an eating disorder is going to be easy, and I'm not saying that I still today don't have thoughts about my body, but I have learned the skill of not letting those thoughts control me any longer, and I want to help you do the same. You see, you can get that freedom back. You can get that bounce back. You can find the inner you, the inner girl, just like my boys. They weren't worried about what other people were thinking. They weren't worried about what they were even wearing or what they were looking like or the fact that they had just had 50 million snacks after school, after raiding my pantry. They weren't worried about any of it. They were just on a mission to be boys and play baseball. Go watch your kids or go watch some kids. Kids don't worry about their bodies. They don't worry about what they're gonna eat or what they're gonna wear or what they're gonna drink. They just worry about being kids. They just want to be them. And sis, it's time you start being you. The best version of you. The version of you that isn't consumed about your body. That isn't thinking about what other people are thinking about your body. The second thing I want you to do this week is write down what you can appreciate about your body. Maybe this is hard for you right now. I totally get that. But what are some things that your body does for you that you can appreciate? Write them down. Sit them next to you when you wake up in the morning. Put them on a mirror and lipstick. I don't even care, but I want you to think about things that your body does for you that you can appreciate. Next, stop punishing your body, sis. Praise it. Instead of over-exercising today, I want you to make a nourishing meal. Instead of restricting calories or controlling your food intake, I want you to plan to have connection with a friend. Plan to just be. How can you honor you, your vessel, your body? Number four, I want you to stop avoiding. I want you to face your body with positive intent. Literally look at yourself in the mirror. I talk about this in a prior episode honestly, off the top of my head, I can't remember which one. I talk about the high five habit. When I wake up in the morning, I got this from Mel Robbins, I will high five myself in the mirror and I will be like, it is a good day to have a good day. Sis, it's a good day to recover from an eating disorder. It's a good day to honor your body. It's a good day to have a good day. So stop avoiding mirrors. Face your body with positive intent. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror instead of avoiding a mirror. And maybe you're a body checker. Maybe you actually do look in mirrors. But I want you to think about the intent of when you're looking in that mirror. Instead of trying to pick yourself apart, instead of trying to really dwell on all those flaws, I want you to choose to find something that you can like. Sit with this exercise. Seriously, try it on. Go into the mirror and say, I am not leaving until I find something that I can like about myself. And as soon as my mind wants to go to tearing myself apart, I'm holding that thought captive. Nope, I came to face myself today and to honor my body. What is one thing that I can like about it? Number five, I want you to notice what your body is doing, like breathing. And when you're sleeping, your body just, it continues to build cells to help with your brain function. Like the way that you can communicate with other people, it allows you to take you from one place to the other. It exerts energy. Your body can actually heal itself. What has your body gone through? And what have you put your body through that you can go, you know what, girl, like I've put you through a lot of stuff, but I can honor you today. Sometimes I will have one of those days where like I catch myself in the mirror and I'll go, oh my gosh, I look at my scars. And I've had two kids, two big boys. My first one was over 9 pounds. I've had two C-sections. Sis, that area will never be the same. Okay, it just won't. And if you've had two C-sections, you will understand too. I'm using my own self as an example. Because I could go there and I could say, oh my gosh, like this is so disgusting. Look at these scars, yada, 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 right? Or I could have the positive intent of, look at what my body has done. Look at what my body has done. Because of my disorder, sis, I was told I was not gonna have kids, okay? And the fact that God has blessed me with two big-headed boys, look at what my body has been able to do. And if you have or haven't had kids, like it's not about that today. What I want you to think about is like, what has your body gone through and what your body is made to do? Number six, set some boundaries with you. Set some boundaries with your body. Refuse negative comments. Like don't entertain those comments. Eliminate diet talk. Be with a tribe of people that is gonna build you up and value you for who you are and not what you look like. Don't make comments about other people's bodies and stop buying into diet culture that's disguised as wellness culture just to sell you the next best thing. Set boundaries for you and set boundaries with other people and set boundaries to protect your body. Next, I want you to redefine your ideal. That's your body ideal. You will never find peace. Listen to me. You will never find peace trying to shrink to what you were never made to be. Your best you is a nourished you. Your best you is an energized you. Your best you is a full you. Your best you is a present you. You, sis, can learn to become at peace with your body without loving every single ounce of it. You can. I want you to think about a part of your body that you overlook. What does that part of you do for you? Maybe your internal organs, for example. Well, they keep you alive. In fact, when I was sick with my illness and the doctor came out and said, Lindsay, your internal organs are failing. That was when I caught myself going, holy crap, this is not something that I'm able to control. This is not something that I'm going to be able to do alone. This is something that I'm not even seeing. This is something that I need to get help for. This is not to cause shame or for you to feel bad for all that you've put your body through. Because believe me, I've put my body through some pretty crazy things. But what part of your body do you not even focus on the daily because you're so busy picking apart everything you don't like about it? Can you think of something that you can appreciate? Something that you overlook? Maybe it's your hands. What do those hands allow you to do? Well, mine allow me to play Legos on the floor with my kids, or journal, or create podcast episodes for you. What about you? How about your eyes? Well, they help you see the world. Your toes, they give you balance to practice yoga. Like, I could go on and on. I want you to think about a part of your body that you overlook, and I want you to honor it today. This is gonna help cultivate gratitude. And says when you can cultivate gratitude, you're on your way to creating better body image. You're on your way to shift your body perspective, to shift the way you see your body. I want you to think about a part of your body now that you wanna change. What is that part of your body that drives you wild that you just wish you could change? I want you to say something positive about it. Instead of trying to attack it, instead of trying to make it feel like it's not good enough, instead of sitting with, I wish I could be this like her, but I'm this like me, say something positive about it. And then I want you to ask yourself this really captivating question. What would your 90-year-old self say to you about your body? What would she say? Sis, you're not your body. And if you weren't trying to control it, how would you treat it? You're more. You're more than your body. You're more. You're not how you feel about you. You're not how you think about you. Your perceptions and your feelings about your body have been driven from false realities of our culture and so many other things. I want you to know that if you don't have a good relationship with your body, you can create a good relationship with your body. You don't need to fix it. You don't need to change it. You don't need to maintain it. You don't need to do anything but appreciate it right now today. How do you want your daughter to think about her body? Or how do you want your friend to think about her body? And how would your 90-year-old self think about your body? Sis, you're more than your body. You are more than a scale. You are more than a number. You are more than the steps that you walk or the thoughts that you think. You have purpose here, and there is power from all this pain. And if you keep putting one step in front of the other and no longer giving your power away to that voice inside of your mind that is telling you that your body's not good enough and you're not good enough, then little by little, you are going to give your power back to where it belongs. And that is with you. I'm so proud of you, friend. I'm so grateful for your listen of my show. And I just want you to know how much I care about you. Go and give yourself a hug in the mirror. Give yourself a high five. I know it sounds weird, but you literally cannot hate yourself when you're showing yourself love at the same time. I hope you honor you today. I want to hear all that you're doing in your life and where you are in your journey. Come and share it with me. Come on out to herbestselfsociety.com and join us. We are going to have some fun new challenges. We're going to have ability to partner together out there. We are ramping things up behind the scenes of Her Best Self Co. So I cannot wait to share those things with you. Come on out, friend. It has been an absolute pleasure being in your ear today. I'll talk to you real soon, girl. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.